the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, when you think of the Empire of Rome and the persecutions of Christians, you might often think the big cats of ours, namely lions. Because lion is such a ferocious beast, the pagan Romans, when they wanted to put Christians to death, sometimes used lions and other beasts to devour Christians in the arenas, and in this way offer very macabre and cruel entertainment for pagan Romans. And today's saint, Saint Ignatius, who is bishop and martyr, was one of those heroic Christians who rather chose to be eaten and killed by ferocious lions than to deny his faith or the God of heaven and earth. Saint Ignatius was originally the disciple of Saint John, the beloved apostle. And when one of the emperors started to persecute the church which Christ had founded, Saint Ignatius, today's saint, obtained peace for his own people whom he was caring for by fasting and prayer. When we think of this coming Lent, children, fasting and prayer are the means by which you can often do miracles. Just a little humble act of submission is enough to produce great fruit. But for his part, that is the what concerned himself, Saint Ignatius wanted nothing but to suffer with Christ and prove himself to be perfect disciple, somebody who follows Jesus everywhere it is necessary. And in the year of 107, the new emperor came to Antioch, the place where Saint Ignatius was the bishop, and he forced Christians to choose between either denying their faith or death. And when the emperor came faced with Saint Ignatius, the emperor asked him, who did he think he was when he set himself against the commandment of the mighty emperor? But Ignatius only answers that I bear God within me, I have Christ with me and in me. How could I be afraid and scared of any human on earth? And when the emperor questioned him about what he just said, Ignatius explained that he bore in his heart Christ crucified for his sake and was therefore ready to go through everything rather than to deny his beloved Jesus. For this reason, the emperor condemned Saint Ignatius to be torn to pieces by wild beasts at Rome. When he heard the sentence, Saint Ignatius thanked God who had so much honored him that he was binding him in the chains of Paul, his apostle. With this he meant that as Saint Paul also was brought to Rome in chains, now Saint Ignatius was happy that he was worthy of following in the footsteps of Saint Paul. So Saint Ignatius was taken to Rome, guarded by soldiers, and with no fear whatsoever. He actually waited eagerly the chance to be devoured by cruel lions. So he was taken to the arena, and the wild beasts left nothing of his body remain except a few bones. And these precious bones of the martyr were afterwards, throughout the centuries, reverently treasured at Antioch. And after the martyr's death, several of Christians saw him in vision, standing before Christ and interceding and praying for them now in heaven, as he had done on earth. Children, and from Saint Ignatius, we can learn to obtain for ourselves the grace of profiting of all things you need to suffer when there's reason to be sorrowful, suffer and sorrow together with Christ who carried his heavy cross. And when it's time for rejoicing and when it's time to be glad, you should and see in it means of likeness to your resurrected Redeemer. As he suffered, but he was later risen again, so you also, children, have his own word that after this this life he will take you to heaven like he did with Saint Ignatius and all saints before and all who came after him. God bless you.